You? Roscoe Village, on Hoyne. But I have a roommate. If you come up to my place, you have to close your eyes and count to 1,000. Perhaps you have a very uninquisitive deaf roommate? No such luck. I never bring anyone over. Charisse would pounce on you and stick bamboo slivers under your fingernails until you told all. Oh, I long to be tortured by someone named Charisse, but I can see that you do not share my taste. Come up to my parlor. We walk north along Clark. I veer into Clark Street Liquors for a bottle of wine. Back on the street, Claire is puzzled.
I thought you weren't supposed to drink.
I'm not.
Dr. Kendrick was very strict about it.
Who's he? We are walking slowly because Claire is wearing impractical shoes.
He's your doctor. He's a big expert on chrono-impairment.
Explain.
I don't know very much. Dr. David Kendrick is a molecular geneticist who will discover why people are chrono-impaired. It's a genetic thing. He figures it out in 2006.
She sighs.
I guess it's just way too early.
You told me once that there are a lot more chrono-impaired people about 10 years from now.
Well, I've never heard of anyone else who has this impairment.
I guess even if you went out right now and found Dr. Kendrick, he wouldn't be able to help you. And we would never have met if he could.
Let's not think about that.
We are in my lobby. Claire precedes me into the tiny elevator. I close the door and push 11. She smells like old cloth, soap, sweat, and fur. I breathe deeply. The elevator clangs into place on my floor, and we extricate ourselves from it and walk down the narrow hallway. I wield my fistful of keys on all 107 locks and crack the door slightly.
It's gotten much worse during dinner. I'm going to have to blindfold you.
Claire giggles as I set down the wine and remove my tie. I pass it over her eyes and tie it firmly at the back of her head. I open the door and guide her into the apartment and settle her in the armchair.
Okay, start counting.